You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Neil Borate and Jash Kripalani. The results have come in from SEBI-mandated stress tests for mid and small cap funds. Days to liquidation range from 12 days for Franklin Smaller Companies Fund to liquidate 50% of the portfolio to 60 days for SBI Small Cap Fund. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. First, why did SEBI mandate a stress test? Both small and mid-cap funds have seen a huge rise in flows over a few years on the back of high returns. Assets under management, AUMs, of small-cap funds rose from 1.06 trillion rupees at the end of January 2022 to 2.49 trillion rupees at the end of February 2024. For mid-cap funds, AUM has risen from 1.58 trillion rupees at end January 2022 to 2.95 trillion rupees at end February 2024. Thus, it has more than doubled for small cap funds and grown 86% for mid cap funds. The small cap returns in the past year alone have been 46.73%. All this raised concerns around the ability of funds to handle a deluge of money, especially in a space that tends to have less liquidity. What methodology did SEBI use for the tests? As per a circular by the Association of Mutual Funds in India, asset management companies must rank stocks in descending order of liquidity. To proceed with the exercise, asset management companies were asked to assume volumes that are three times the ordinary trading volumes in a stock and assume they can liquidate the stock up to 10% of this volume per day. The reasoning appears to be that volumes spike during times of panic. Further, they must exclude the 20% most illiquid stocks. Now, using data for the 21st most illiquid stock, they must estimate how long it will take to exit 25% and 50% respectively of the portfolio. Funds must give the days to liquidation. But is the methodology used perfectly accurate? It would seem that there are some pointers in the methodology used that can make the results look rosy. First is exclusion of the 20% most illiquid stocks, which means the stress test is not on 100% of the portfolio. Second is the assumption of 3x volumes during panic selling. Such a surge may not happen. Third, the test tells you about the ability of the scheme to liquidate its portfolio, not how much the asset value can fall by. Regardless, should you be worried? The answer is no. The issue of poor liquidity came up in 2020 when Franklin Templeton faced heavy redemptions on six of its debt funds and the company took a sudden decision to wind up the schemes. Investors were taken aback and the winding up ran into litigation. The process of liquidation was eventually handed over to SBI Mutual Fund. Investors also got back most of their money, but after having to wait for a few years. This happened with debt, but it has never happened with equity in India. Still, what can you as an investor do? The decision to invest in large or mid or small cap funds is of course a tricky one. It involves market timing. You are essentially predicting which segments will perform when. For example, mid and small cap stocks were outperformers in 2017, but underperformed in 2018-20 before reviving in post-pandemic 2022-23. It is smarter to leave this decision to a seasoned fund manager by investing in flexi-cap funds, which can set the allocation between large, mid and small caps as per the fund manager. This is also tax efficient. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.